It is Thursday, May 26, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She's the Vice President of Communications at Walden Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Artisphere has been going for about 5 3/4 weeks.
Yes, and it is almost over. We only have a couple more days left, but we've got a lot packed in to those couple of days in true Artisphere style. Tonight is a busy night, and there's actually only one Artisphere event tonight, and then we have other events going on. But tonight we will conclude our Nature of Strings chamber music series. And this has been 3 weeks of wonderful string ensembles playing in different unusual nature-like locations throughout the region. And so this week we have enjoyed Frank Vignola and the Virtuoso Band. And last night we got to hear them at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs. Which
you
was,
went to that.
I did. It was a wonderful, that chapel is just so stunning. And what was lovely about it was we walked in, it was raining. Just a little pitter-patter of rain, which actually, given all of the horrible weather we've dealt with, was kind of nice. It was very pleasant and soothing, and you're looking up through the beams and seeing the rain coming down the windows. And we're like, oh, that's lovely. And then they start to play. Fantastic sound. Two guitars, a violin, and a bass. Wonderful sound. And about midway through their second song, suddenly the sun came out. And so in a chapel like Thorn Crown, it's filtering through the lattice and the trees, and everything's glimmering and sparkling. And from that point on, it was just a really special evening of music. You could see the musicians as they were playing, watching and seeing what was happening with the light, and it was fantastic. They're great musicians in and of their own right. I mean, they play standards. Like, you will recognize the You'll recognize the tunes for everything from, you know, The Marriage of Figaro to, you know, a Beatles song. You'll hear those tunes, but they have arranged them themselves for this ensemble, and they play them with incredible skill and passion. And so you have one more chance to see them, and that will be tonight at 7 p.m. at the Crystal Bridges Sculpture Trail.
Oh.
So if any of you have been up to the paths that run through Compton Gardens and out to the observation deck at Crystal Bridges, there's a sculpture out there called the Terrell Sky Space.
Right.
And there's a little outdoor concert space right there. So we'll be right there. We'll be on the trail. It'll be it's supposed to be a beautiful day, and it's free. So anyone who is out and about up there, come down and hear these guys, because they're going to put on a wonderful show, especially being outside in this beautiful location. So that's at 7 p.m. tonight, Thursday. Then we also have at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, in the main hall, we have Ron White at 7 p.m., and we also have him at 9:30 p.m., so two opportunities to see him. The best availability for tickets would be the 9:30 show. The other show is pretty much sold out. You might be able to grab a single here or there, but there are some tickets left for the 9:30. And then if you're into something else, you can head out to the Amp. The Amp has a show at 7:30. It's the band Perry. Mm-hmm. And so we will have all of those going on at the same time. So no excuses for anybody to not have something to do tonight. So that's just tonight, Thursday. And then Friday, tomorrow at 6:30, we will have the conclusion of the Grow a Film Seedlings Film Association project.
Announce the winner?
Yes, the winner will be announced. There will be screening the entries, and the winner will be announced. And if the brief summary of this is that we have asked, or this, we in the Seedlings have asked people to submit a short film about this idea of nature as a third place where you like to be in nature, something that is comforting and wonderful for you. And then the hope is that they'll screen all these films, they will pick a winner, and then the winner will be asked to develop that film into a longer feature, which is wonderful. So that will be at 6:30 p.m. on Friday.
Tomorrow night.
That's in the Nadine Baum Studios. And there will be, you know, food and beverage, and it will be fun, lots of fun. And we also have tomorrow night at 7:30 out at the Amp by the mall, we have Primus on Friday night. So, again, lots going on in the next couple of days. Then Saturday, we shift gears a little bit, and we go from music for the, you know, adults of the world to theater for the kids of the world. And we have three performances of an Italian theater company called TPO. They're performing a show called Kinder. Mm-hmm. Kinder is the word is the Icelandic word for sheep. And we've talked about this this theater company and this project, but it's like nothing you've seen. It's interactive children's theater. So the children who come into the space are part of the show. And when I say that, it's not just that they're clapping and that they're, you know, maybe interacting with the actors and performers. No, they're actually going to be on the stage interacting with the set. It's all electric and wired together, and it's very very conceptual, kind of difficult to explain, but it's fun, and the children just they know exactly what to do without instruction. It's amazing.
Is this in Baum Walker?
This is in Star Theater.
Star Theater, okay.
So it's very intimate and very small. There are three performances of it. There's a 9:30, an 11 a.m., and a 2 p.m. Tickets for this are only $6, and adults are allowed in too, and adults, you really do want to see this because it just transforms you. You become a kid again because it's just this sense of wonder at, I don't understand how they are doing this, but it's really neat. And so the reason it's about sheep is that sheep in Iceland, when they do their seasonal migration, they effectively go through all four extremes of the Icelandic climate. So they go from, you know, deep, deep cold to warm. And this show takes the children as the sheep on this journey through these different seasons, and it's a quiet, subtle parable about environment and climate change and all of those things. It's not in your face, but it tells that story and how this changes for the sheep, and it's wonderful because the kids are the sheep and they get to experience this with the dancers and the actors.
Three shows Saturday,
9:30, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then we take a break for the Memorial Day weekend. We'll have a couple of days off, and then we will be back for the final performance of our National Geographic Live series on the 31st. That's Tuesday, 7 p.m. This is Joel Sartori, one of the more famous National Geographic photographers. Annie Griffiths was here a couple days ago, and she couldn't say enough about him. She goes, oh, I love Joel. She called him Joely. She said, you know, you got to go see Joely. An amazing photographer with a definite dedication to conservation and to endangered species. And so he's going to talk a lot about how species are becoming more rare and what we can do to help. Okay. But also showing you the photographs that he has done in his past. And the Annie Griffiths lecture was really exciting. And so I think this one will be great. That's the 31st, Tuesday, 7 p.m. And then we move into the Art of Wine Festival, right on the heels of Artisphere. On the Wednesday the 1st, we have the Guy Fieri Food Show.
Guy Fieri, who he does the Diners show.
Yes, he does the Diners, Drive-Ins, and
Dives.
Dives, yes, among others. He's got several other shows that he's working on right now.
You also see him in commercials for some chain that escapes me.
Yes, I can't remember.
He also hosts that show, Minute to Win It.
Minute to Win It.
He's everywhere.
That's the one I was trying to remember. Yes. Yeah, he is everywhere, and everywhere includes here on Wednesday. And he's going to do a live cooking show. So it's not just going to be him up there talking about his life. He's going to actually be cooking while he's there. So much fun. That is Wednesday the 1st. I believe it starts at 6:30 or 7 p.m., probably 7 p.m. And that is our first event of the Art of Wine Festival, which actually will continue on the 10th and the 11th of June with our standard, you know, our wine tastings and our Riedel glass classes and our brunch. And we'll talk more about that later on. But the thing to remember about Art of Wine is not only is it fun to come out and see Guy Fieri or come out and taste, you know, well, you can't taste all 400 wines at one of the tastings.
No, you physically cannot
do that. But you can taste some of them. Yes. All of that is great fun, but also these events go directly to support our education programs and also to support projects like Artisphere, which is wrapping up right now. And most of Artisphere, the tickets were, you know, $10, $5, or no dollars.
Right.
So, you know, we do have to do these fundraisers to make sure that we can continue to do that stuff. So you can feel very good about coming out and seeing Guy Fieri or coming out to one of the Art of Wine Festival events.
You mentioned tickets of $10. 10 by 10, is that coming up again?
Yes, 10 by 10 is coming back, and we're actually going to launch the new season of 10 by 10 within the next month or so.
Okay.
So we're figuring, you know, we're just now locking in all of the programs, and we're, you know, working on the marketing materials and all of that. But it's a fun lineup this year. 10 by 10 was just hugely successful, you know, a nice mix of jazz and classical music and world music. This next coming up season is a similar along those lines, but I'm happy this year we will have a theatrical piece in there as well. And we might have some singers and some more classical music and some probably one of the best dance companies in the world will be on our 10 by 10 series next year. So excited about that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too. And I hope everybody out there is staying dry and safe and enjoys the weekend off.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. She also says that money for both the Joplin and Northwest Arkansas Red Cross offices will be collected at Walton Arts Center-related events this weekend. Oh, and one more thing. Jody said during that conversation that tonight's Frank Vignola concert along the Crystal Bridges Trail is free. Well, almost free. There is a $5 cost associated with that concert.